Aaron, starting some tough memches. Din chametz avrlo pesach sefalef chametz shal eno yehudish avrlo pesach mutar fil b'achila. Even though we know that if a Jew owns chametz over pesach, that even after pesach, that food is prohibited midrabanan for one to eat. If chametz is owned by a non-Jew from all of Pesach, so then a Jew is allowed to eat that after Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously referring to food which a Jew is allowed to eat, so it's not Pasachim, or it involves a heter of Pasachim, whatever that may mean, that's when it's going to be able to be eaten. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true if it is Chametz Shel Hefker, that since there was no Isser involved in it remaining over Pesach, the Chachamim did not place a prohibition on eating that Chametz. The Mishnah Berurah also says that if a Jew has a partnership with a non-Jew, ownership with a non-Jew in some type of chametz, and Pesach passes, and the Jew never sold his chelek, so after Pesach, the part which belongs to the Nachri is going to be mutter, because midrabana we say yesh breira, and it's clear that the part that they split up, the non-Jew's part was permissible, but the part that belongs to the Jew is going to be asur b'hana. And so too, if you have two Jews who have a partnership, and one of them sells his chelek, his part in the business, to a non-Jew, so then that chelek is going to be permissible, but the chelek that was not sold is going to be prohibited. And the poskim here discuss, what about selling stocks that one owns, stock that one's owns in a chametz company, is one required to sell those over Pesach or not? Is machlokas aposkim. Tziv beis many yehudi mebli yisrael doron chametz biyom achron shel Pesach. If a non-Jew brings a gift of a chametz food to a Jew on the last day of Pesach, which is still only midrabanan, but it's still prohibited, lo yikablanu yisrael. The Jew cannot take it because he will violate Bal Yirah. And if he takes it, it's going to be Asur B'hana even after Pesach, because that becomes Chametz owned by a Jew. That is Chametz Avelo Pesach. V'gam lo yehi nikar mitoch masav shechafetz bo. And you also have to make sure that through your actions, it's not clear that you want to keep it. Because if it's clear that you want it, like you say, leave it over there or something like that, so then your chatzar will be koneh for you. And once again, it will be chametz shalav pesach. Therefore, the mechaber says, tov shiyomer she'ena rotzeh she'ekne l'rishu. So you should, it's best to say, I don't want my area to acquire this. And if you do that, if you say you don't want your domain to acquire this, then even if you show him where to put it down, it's going to be permissible. But you need to be careful to cover it with a kli or something like that, because it's chametz, which would need to be covered, as we already learned. If you find chametz on Yontif, you need to cover it. Unless it was brought, says the Mishnah Berurah, on the last day of Yontif, close to nightfall, where in such a short amount of time, we're not afraid that you're going to forget and come to eat it. What is this time of close to nightfall? The Eli Rabba says this is after the time of Mincha and on. That's when you wouldn't need to cover it, because again, the whole reason that we cover it is to ensure that you don't forget and come to eat it, even if it's not yours. So therefore, over here, it would be okay for you to not have to cover it if there's such a little time left until the end of Pesach.